You're listening to Divorce Literacy with the Divorce Lending Association, a divorce podcast where we dig deep into issues of divorce that center around the marital home, other real property, and divorce mortgage planning, helping divorcing homeowners and their divorce team make more informed decisions regarding home equity solutions during and after divorce.
I am Carla Kite. I am a CDLP in Denver, Colorado. And today I have Andra Davidson. She is a divorce coach and she's joining me for our interview today. And I just wanted to say quickly, I noticed Andra on social media. And so I reached out to her through those lines and we've connected and just shared amongst each other. So Andra, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
And thanks for having me.
Thanks. Why don't you give us just a little bit of a background on you and how you got into this? Because it's unique.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. So I am a certified divorce coach, as you said, and a mediator. And I came to this actually through my background is in communications, all kinds of branding, marketing, public relations. That's where I spent most of my 25 plus year career. But I also went through my own divorce about 8 years ago. And after going through that process, I really felt like there was an opportunity to help people like me, like so many others that you know and that I know who have really been just taken down at the knees by this process that is so overwhelming and challenging. And that there was a real opportunity to take some of the skills that I have in communication and support and just guidance and being a source of project management, if you will, for mm-hmm. people sometimes, and helping them to get through this in a way that they feel good about and can be proud to look back on. So it's really been the best thing that I've ever done, to be honest.
That's
it's funny, you know, I figured out what I want to do in my, late 40s. Now I'm very, very happy living it and doing it. But this is where I'm supposed to be. And I really love it.
So I want to touch on that really quick, because I feel like what I kind of get from family and friends, and like with my social media presence and everything, is that that I'm out there advocating for divorce. And I'm not. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you are either. I think that what we're doing is just making ourselves available for those people that are going through divorce, because man, if you've never been through it, you don't know what you're in for and you don't know where to start or who to call. And that's exactly where you come in as a divorce coach. I'll tell you, I teach continuing education to realtors, and often, because the divorce coach thing is fairly new. And often when I get to talking about divorce coaching, I get giggles and I get, jokes and this and that about a divorce coach. And I don't think the general public understands how impactful a divorce coach can be. And how much money and time you can save people, right? By being involved and being there. I think they look at it like, oh, it's an extra expense, but I don't think they realize, in the long haul, how much you're able to save them in so many different ways, right?
Yeah, that's really true and a really good point. I do think there is sort of a lack of general awareness around what a divorce coach actually does and why it's important to have one on your team, so I would love to, talk about that for sure. I also think that what you brought up in that, the first part of that question about, advocating for divorce, is really valid. I certainly don't feel like I am out advocating for divorce at all, actually. However, there are situations where divorce is the right thing for that particular couple to take, right? In some cases, that is the best scenario for them. And I don't see myself as having any role in that decision. People come to me, and I think to you also, once that decision has been made and they need help getting through it, it's with divorce rates at what they are in this country, it would be crazy to say that, well, since I don't really want to help, since I hope somebody doesn't have to go through divorce, I'm not going to be there to help them through it. That just isn't, you know, that doesn't really track logically, right? So I absolutely support people's effort to be in a healthy, loving, stable, you know, fulfilling relationship. And if that means staying with their spouse, awesome. I mean, more power to them. Right. That is fantastic. Right. And I love hearing those stories. In fact, I do have a couple of clients who've reconciled. And that's amazing. And for those who don't, there's no less validity to choosing to move forward with divorce either. Sometimes it takes more courage and bravery and strength to recognize that something isn't healthy or good for us in the long run and choose to go forward with a divorce, despite how hard and challenging it is to make that choice, because that's a pretty tough thing to go through.
Yeah.
So I do think, you know, it's important to acknowledge that. I certainly don't encourage it, but if that is the path that an individual is taking, I am here to offer that support. I think, you know, like you are, and like so many professionals are. And then, you know, you have to remind me the second part of the question we were talking about. Why a divorce coach? How it saved money. That was what we were talking about.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, because everybody, I think, thinks of a divorce coach as an added cost. But I think in turn, I know from what I've witnessed with some of my clients is that it can actually help you save money just in knowing where to go to and who to go to.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, I have a blog post just about this. Can a divorce coach help you reduce your legal bills? Okay. And the answer is yes, we absolutely can. And I can tell you a couple of the main reasons why. It is sort of counterintuitive for people to say, wait, I'm adding a team member. It's going to help me save money. But the truth is that a divorce coach is quite likely one of the lowest paid people on your team. So using that person to help you get organized and prepared for meetings, to set goals and prioritize what it is that you want your lawyer to focus on, to help you put the emotional decision-making to the side so that you can compromise and make healthy, informed decisions that are best for your future is honestly invaluable. You're going to make better decisions for a future that you're excited about, hopefully, that you get really passionate about moving into. And doing that on your own is so hard. You know, divorce, as we know, is ranked as the second most challenging life event after the death of a loved one by the Center for Disease Control. So it's understandable that when we're in the midst of that kind of a crisis and trauma, we're not making the best decisions.
No.
And having somebody to help you think through how to prioritize and what to choose first and what is really in your best interest versus what feels like it will end the pain perhaps in that moment is a big distinction. And it's very hard to do that on your own. Nobody should feel like they have to do it all alone. There's no shame in asking for help. And engaging support is one of the best things you can do. And it does translate in this case very often to reducing the legal bills because you're taking care of a lot of the things that need to be taken care of during divorce with a professional, but not turning it over to your lawyer, who's one of your highest paid professionals on the team. And that's great. They're probably worth every single penny because they're helping you to resolve the legal issues around your case. But you don't want to rely on them for all these other pieces also, because that's not their area.
Yes. I actually had an attorney say that a few weeks ago. She said, you know, in the cases that I work with people that have a divorce coach, I have less billable hours with them. She's like, I'm happy to talk to them, but I don't really have time. They're going to pay for it if they're talking to me about these things that really it's not a legal issue. It's just things that they need to talk out, but they're paying her, you know, on her billable, right, which I don't know what it is.
They kind of joke about being the attorneys. Yeah. That I have that conversation with will often call themselves, you know, underqualified and overpaid for that particular aspect of the job. Right. Because it isn't their area of expertise. That's not part of, you know, what they're learning in law school. That said, you know, they have experience for sure. And it's nice that they're trusted and it's understandable that people go to them. And it's not the most efficient way to do it. So, you know, as divorce coaches, we get a lot of training around how to help people sort through the emotional overwhelm of the process and then use that knowledge to make good, healthy decisions, set goals for the future so you can move towards something that you're excited about and feel good about, and then rely on your lawyer to help you resolve the legal side of the case, whether that's, you know, the financial components, right, parenting and custody and all the other components, but not the emotional side.
You know, and I'll tell you too, that when I'm working with a client, and you know, a lot of my clients have been past clients and, you know, so I work with them throughout a lifetime sometimes. And it's funny because I will hear them say to me, you know, if I'm in contact with them a year after the divorce, or a few years after the divorce, they'll actually say, I don't really know who I was then, you know? So they will acknowledge it after the fact. I think a lot of times when they're in it, they have a hard time realizing that.
It's hard to see that when we're in that stress and overwhelm. Yeah. It just doesn't, you know, we're just not thinking at our best. We're just like any other trauma. Yes. So it's really understandable. I mean, I know that to be true for me, for sure. Yeah. You know, that was, if I was gonna, you know, take a snapshot of who I was at that time, it's not the one I would care to share out there with everybody. It was a hard time to get through. And I'm so grateful to have gotten through it so well on the other side and feel like that's a gift that I can help other people take advantage of, is that knowledge of how to do that.
Do you feel like, because your divorce was 8 years ago and divorce coaches weren't really a thing, so I'm assuming you didn't have a divorce coach?
No,
right?
I didn't. Right.
So is that kind of, that's kind of my theory on where this divorce coaching kind of developed from, is people that have gone through divorce and didn't feel like they had the support for whatever that reason was. So whatever, you know, your profession, your religion, your culture, whatever, right?
Yeah. Just lack of awareness even.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's very true. And I think that, in fact, one of my best friends, I was sort of doing it informally for a bit before I went into it, because people came to me after and just asked questions. And one of my very best friends was doing that. She came to me and she actually said, I don't know how people do this without you. This is insane. And it made me really realize, wow, there is such a need for this out there. Yeah. You know, this is an incredibly accomplished, smart, capable woman who is, you know, at the top of her field, right? But you go through this event and it changes everything. And none of us who succeed in all kinds of ways in our lives should be expected to be able to just go through this, you know, like it's another day in the park. It just isn't. It's a very different life experience than most of us have ever had before. So it brings up all kinds of different things. And at the same time, I think one of the opportunities is to build on the strengths of people's past experiences to help them get through it. Because even though we may not have been through divorce before, most of us in our lifetime have been through hard things, very hard things that we can draw on.
Different
suffering. That's right. Losses, suffering. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a medical issue. Maybe it's career change. Maybe it's loss of, you know, a family member or an addiction or whatever it is, right? People have been through all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And somehow they made it through those. So what were they able to tap into to do that? Mm-hmm. And it's not that, you know, when we get to divorce, that those attributes or skills are gone. It's just that they're kind of hidden and they're dormant at the moment because we're overwhelmed with all these other things. So part of what I truly love about this work is helping people to rediscover those strengths and remind themselves of what they have inside them that they can rely on to get them to the other side of this too. It may not feel like it when you're in it in that moment, but it's like what you said, that they get through a year out or however long and look back and go, I don't even recognize that person anymore. Yeah. Who was that person? Because thankfully that's not how I feel anymore. And it takes time for sure, but drawing on strengths is one of the things that I actually really love about it.
I love that. Is there, we know that you and I know, and a lot of the people in our profession know that, you know, having a really strong divorce team is really, really beneficial for you. Is there a case that you, I guess, can think back on that you've worked on where you know that you've been very, very impactful other than your girlfriend that you just talked about?
Yeah.
Or maybe a case where maybe somebody that you talked to and they decided to go about this without you and not hire you, where you felt like they really missed out on an opportunity.
Yeah. I can think of both. One example of someone who I can tell you benefited so much. She came to me before she had talked to her now ex. They were still living together, and she knew she wanted to go forward with a divorce, but she also, he had a lot of, it was a potentially high conflict. There were a lot of assets involved. Mm-hmm. So complicated issues, you know, around finances as well. And she really wanted to be sure that she approached him in a way that didn't trigger him and trigger a, you know, more volatile reaction than that was already going to happen. So how could she plan ahead for the conversations with him? What did she need to do all in advance of that in order to set the stage and make it as, you know, as low conflict as possible? Yeah. Our goal, we got really clear that our goal was to take the temperature down in the initial conversations and subsequently with all of their interactions, both around their kids and with the other professionals, but mostly, or I should say at least initially in that first conversation between the two of them around divorce, and then going forward. And because we went and did a lot of role playing and a lot of thinking about what his triggers would be and how she could address those successfully and anticipate where he would react and where he wouldn't and how he might say things, I have to say, she just hit it out of the park in terms of having the conversation that she wanted. It was productive. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a screaming match. They had a conversation and they were able to move it forward and continue that because they set the tone right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And if she had not chosen to do the work ahead of time there to just, you know, I'm going to talk to him on this date and I'm going to tell him I want a divorce and I'm going to tell him it's because he does these 10 things and not working for me anymore, you know, which is understandable, right? People don't realize what an opportunity there is in thinking through that first conversation even and using it to set the tone that you want throughout the divorce and potentially beyond. If you're going to be a co-parent with someone, so you have, you know, years likely, hopefully ahead of you of co-parenting and of, you know, attending your kids' events together, graduations and, you know, weddings and school plays and soccer games, whatever it is, right? To set the tone for healthy co-parenting right out of the gate is a real opportunity. And I think it's an opportunity missed when people don't choose to think through that Now, I'm not saying it works in every situation either. There are some situations, if you're not safe, that's a whole different conversation.
Oh, yeah.
But if people are splitting and making that decision together, they can almost always choose how to communicate around that. And communication will change everything about how a divorce process goes. It's, in my opinion, that's the secret sauce right there, is thinking through communication.
I agree 100%. Yes.
I'm sure you see it all the time too, in terms of how people communicate.
Oh yeah. And it's,
or don't.
It's all over. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all over the board, all over the board. Yeah. So I guess just a couple of things before we wrap up here. When people are looking for a divorce coach, what is it, I guess, what is it that you would like to say about you? Like what would be special about you that they would seek you out and have you work with them?
Well, thank you. I love that. I think that one of the things that differentiates me is my real commitment to a strength-based approach, like we were talking about. I'm a very goal-oriented, optimistic person. I believe strongly that everybody deserves an amazing future and that it is out there for them if they choose to pursue it. And for me, the right fit is someone who is willing to be introspective and look at their own role. I'm not about blaming or placing fault. It's about, okay, if this didn't necessarily work for me in the past, how might I examine that so that I break the pattern and live going forward more as the person that I want to be? So being willing to do some of that work around making the hard changes and really doing some self-examination in the name of future wholehearted growth and living. Right. I really believe that for people who decide that they want divorce to be a transformational moment in their lives, it can be. And that doesn't always happen right away. So I did not see it like that when I first started. I don't think people go into it, you know, 6 months in and feel like that. And at the same time, I hope that most people can find this little tiny sliver that, you know, it's like the little bit of the moon that's left, right? That just keeps getting bigger every day. There's more light. There's more light. You know, every day you realize, okay, I'm going to make it. And sometimes it's just getting from one day to the next. But hopefully people come to me because they want a cheerleader and an advocate and someone to help them regain their strength and their belief in themselves and their confidence so that they can move forward and find the life that they deserve. I really feel strongly that it's out there for everyone. And sometimes you just have trouble seeing it. So it's like an honor in my life to be able to help people find that.
Well, and I like your moon analogy. I like that. It's a little bit bigger every night, right?
Tiny bit. Right. Might start off just so teeny tiny, but I promise it gets bigger and brighter.
Yeah. So for somebody that is looking for your services, how do they find you?
Yeah. So the best, easiest way to find me is online. I have a website called betterthanbeforedivorce.com. And there is the opportunity there to set up a free consult. I'm always happy to talk to people. I have private coaching and I actually have an online course too for people who may not want or need a coach, but want those emotional support resources. They can take the course online. They can buy it right from the website. And of course, I'm also on social, on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. And I would love to hear from anybody who, you know, is interested in learning more.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I don't know if there's anything else that we've left unsaid, if there's anything else that you want to add to it.
Well, I think it's awesome that they found you and that, you know, people understand how coming to someone who specializes in divorce can be a real advantage because whether it's with, you know, lending, with real estate, with finances, with coaching, you know, whatever it is, they understand the process and some of the nuances and can give you advantages of having been in that for, you know, years and having the connections. And so I love that, you know, people may not understand why that's beneficial, but I hope that they recognize the opportunity to really get the knowledge that you have and that others in the profession have to share with them. It's experience and it goes a long way.
Thank you. That is really important to note, because sometimes getting the advice from your family and friends and coworkers is not the best. Or from a social,
they mean well, right? They mean well. No, that's absolutely right. I mean, I tell that to people all the time. They mean well, but so often they're bringing their own baggage from their own experience with divorce, whether it's personal or a family member or whatever, a friend, and they're bringing that to your situation, and you may not even realize that's what's happening. But they want to be on your team, but sometimes, you know, it's important to have somebody who is the professional in the area on your team as well.
100%. Well, Andra, thank you so much. Thank you for joining me today. And
thanks for having me. So nice
with you again.
Thank you. For sure. I'd love that. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Divorce Literacy. Discover more strategies and solutions on divorce mortgage planning at divorcelendingassociation.com.